pistachio, melancholy anecdotes. This a rental call, even though you tell me so. I still went for broke, sleepy buddy waiting for me. When I close my eyes, he saw me. It'd be better if I was ballin'. She said, boy, you better stop calling. Wait until my money like Jordan. Never cared about the money, darling.
I'm all emotional. Why did you have to go? Oh, I'm all emotional. My friends don't even know. I'm all emotional. Why did you have to go? I'm all emotional. My friends don't even know.
I'm all emotional. Why did you have to go?
Funny, cracks me up like nobody, and I'm so glad he's in my life. But when I glance away, oh, don't give enough praise. Something rearranges, something in him changes. He loves me until he hates me. Turned on a dime, and he loves me until he hates me. I don't know what it will be this time. Friends find it cute that he completely worships me, but I just want an even love. What does he see in me? Love, a sister, enemy, all the above. And when we disagree, he'd rather I don't speak. His resentment that he's still so dependent. He loves me until he hates me. His love can turn on a dime. And he loves me until he hates me. I don't know what it will be this time.
93.3 CFMU, you just heard Alexandra Strelitzky. A little modern classical for you there. She made the long list for the Polaris Music Prize, which was very, very cool. Of course, you could be hearing this after the shortlist, after the actual award. I don't know, but currently it's June. So there you go. Neo-Romance, the name of the record, and Air de Famille. I probably said that really wrong, but that's the name of the track. Maya Byrne in there with the album Rhinestone Tomboy. Love that title. Devil in My Ear, the track we heard. Vivek Shraya from Baby You're Projecting, also a good title. Until He Hates Me, the name of that track. It's longer than that, but that's all I jotted down, unfortunately. Movi in there from before the album, too. And my friends, Don't Even Now. Don't even know. I could fix this in post, but I'm not gonna. We're moving on to the Dropkick Murphys acoustic record of folk songs called Okema Rising. This is Hear the Curfew Blowin' on 93.3.
Soundboys ever heard sound at the stroke of midnight? Hear the curfew blow. The sheriff's men, boys, they're on my tail in the midnight wind. Hear the curfew blow. When they catch me, my body will hang on the gallows pole. When the curfew blows, hear the curfew blowing, the curfew blowing in the cold black midnight. Hear the curfew blow, hear the curfew blowing, the curfew blowing in the cold black midnight. Hear the curfew blow. Cool black midnight, and a curfew blow.
started off with Dropkick Murphys, moved on to Zune, one time Hamiltonian, I'm not sure about now, and the track was called Away Sea, and now it's Bob Rock, and I know, Bob Rock, right? And Gord Downie, from Luster Parfait, the track is called The Moment is a Wild Place. That's it for this quick half hour of tunes. Thanks for listening.
yourself or be Johnny. Yeah, or be Johnny Cash. They say just live in the moment. They keep saying you gotta live in the moment. Oh, why can't you live in the moment? But what they
Prodigy Pen, and you're listening to The Hammer.
Donald Cowboy Show, and you're listening to The Hammer.
What's up, guys? It's Smooth Ben Anderson, and you're listening to The Hammer.
This is D.B.S. Johnson, and you're listening to The Hammer.
This is Chris Wyman, and you're listening to the 93.3 The Hammer.
This is Matt Hughes, and you're listening to The Hammer.
I'm Michael the Count Bisping, and you're listening to Hammer MMA.
Roy McDonald.
T.J. Dillashaw.
Now Mark the Hammer Coleman, and you're listening to The Hammer.
I'm your host, Dave, joined as always by my co-host,
Greg Pearson. How's it going, guys?
We got a great show for you this week. We are back in the UFC swing of things. We have got an awesome fight night coming up, and we also just watched another awesome fight night. That was actually pretty good from last night with Brandon Royval and Tatsuya Itara.
Yeah, this October 19th fight night, it's not particularly strong, which you can say about most UFC fight nights lately. This one here, it didn't actually have a main event up until